the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a rare summer break for a couple of days with lower humidity. Today, sunshine. You'll feel the difference with a high temperature up to about 91. Tonight, comfortably cool for an August night. We were in the 60s last night. We'll do it again tonight with a low of 66. Tomorrow, more sun, still dry, tolerable humidity, high around 94. Low tomorrow night, 69. Then over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, Monday, the humidity is back, and so are those random hit or miss storms. Plus, we'll be keeping a close eye on the future path of Dorian, the storm that'll be heading towards Florida. Where does it go after that? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
That is the big broadcast, biggest day of the week, the Thursday Mishpuka on Happy Hour. This time on 3.1 FM, WACB. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Goodell, my Tom-alike sidekick.
Joy.
He's here too, so is the much beloved and glorious Terry Adams.
And here they are.
Jebra, please clap. Start.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And before we mention the nominee, we certainly want to thank Vicky for joining us at Baumhauer's last night for the 14th anniversary celebration and everybody else that came. It was a great night. Had a blast. Our nominee has to be the one and only teenage prom queen, James Comey, who got, as Drudge put it, roasted by the IG report. Now, to discourage anybody from getting excited, Drudge and everybody, well, there was no indictment. There's no criminal. Well, there actually are criminal referrals, but Barr said that he's not going to act on this particular report. Here's where the hope is. It's the next one. The next one that the IG, the Inspector General of the DOJ, will issue that will almost certainly name Comey, McCabe, and the rest of these seditionists for abusing the FISA court process. That's where they're going to get nailed. And they're going to get nailed. And if it doesn't happen, our country is lost, because we know that there are two separate tiers of justice. And as Carlin describes in that bit, the owners, the owners of the country, look at how deep the infestation runs in this government, and who is held accountable and who isn't. For 2.5 years, they went after Trump over nothing, over a made... I remember when we first heard about the Steele dossier and the golden showers in Russia and hookers and all that, I laughed out loud. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
We all have our proclivities, but I'm sorry. I just, Trump doesn't trade. That just didn't, it just looked like it was so off the deep end.
Well, it was so manufactured. It was pretty obvious.
Yeah. I mean, you could, even an Aborigine in the middle of Australia roasting his nuts over an open fire would read that report and say, fake. Fake news.
They have chestnuts in Australia?
No.
They didn't say chestnuts.
Well, I don't know.
Pecans?
I don't know. I can tell you this with confidence, Joey. Anytime somebody in Australia says, "Let's get nuts," they've got them somewhere.
Yeah.
I believe you, Greg. You look good today, by the way, in that white shirt.
Well, a few people last night noticed that I have narrowed down.
Ooh, slimmed down.
Comey is our rocket scientist because he's actually treating this whole thing today, even though it made him look like a complete a-hole, like it was some kind of a win. The point I'm trying to make is the next IG report will be on the FISA court abuses, and that's where they're going to...
Yeah, he's going to step into the knife.
Yes.
Hope so.
All he did here is give more authority to the IG as a fair arbiter of this matter.
Mm-hmm.
And watch out, James.
And certainly, I'm sure that the New York Times and all the legacy media outlets will poo-poo this and downplay it. But I think this is just the beginning.
Yes, me too.
And
I mean,
it needs to be.
Comey is one of the jokers up there. I really want to see. I can't stand James Clapper and John Brennan. Those two guys,
they were involved in all this.
And it's long before Trump even came on the scene that I have loathed these two.
And Weaselface, Stroke.
Oh, yeah, well, that guy.
I've heard stories that his lover, Lisa Page, has been singing like Tweety Pie, canary of legend.
She's turned.
Yeah.
By the way.
Well, who wants to go to jail?
By the way, Lisa Page is a lesson in how the media can take a photo of you and that's what you look like to millions.
Forever.
Yeah. I actually saw her walking, a video of her walking in the halls of Congress. It's like, oh, she's actually an attractive woman. The photo we saw, you wouldn't have thought that.
Stroke is not.
No.
Oh. I have a feeling there may have been some career climbing.
It looks like you got him pegged.
Yeah. Well, once in a while, you're going to see that in me.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Mm-hmm. I'm not just a clown that comes in for 3 hours every afternoon. So, Comey gets the rocket scientist today, not just for... I mean, Drudge used the word roasted.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's been kind of quiet on it. I think Trump knows that this is just the beginning. So he's going to lay back. His I told you so moment, though, is coming.
Right.
And we were just talking. I think Christopher Wray has to go down with this, too. I think he's in this. I think he's part of it. And the only way that the FBI can ever become a credible organization, and this is horrible for the field agents, the guys who put their lives on the line to hunt down the bad guys. This isn't what they do. This isn't their thing. This is the politicized upper levels of the DOJ. Corrupt as it gets. And eventually, where do you think all of this is going to lead? What happened when they started the Nuremberg trials? It was one Nazi after another telling the court I was following orders.
Sure.
And I think you're going to see that here because none of them are going to want to spend time in jail. So if they're offered the chance to stay free, if they talk about who compelled them to do it under threat of job loss or some other consequence, it's going to go right back to the White House. This is Obama's operation. He and his infinite arrogance thought he would get away with it. Whoa, Hillary's gonna my fundamental transformation. Instead, Donald Trump becomes Barack Obama's real legacy.
That's true. Without Obama, we wouldn't have Trump.
That's correct. So, for one reason, we have to be somewhat grateful to Obama for being the kind of president he was. It's like, again, going back to, and I bounce all over the place here, Drudge today was talking about economic news. Mm-hmm. The GDP was 2%. That's better than 90% of the GDP growth we had over 8 years under hope and change. And yet, consumer numbers are good. The market gained 300, Dow gained 326 points today. Add that to yesterday. And then Monday's. Tuesday was a slightly down day. But it's at 26,362, which is pretty darn close to where it was before we had that big dump last week. The S&P is back over 29 and edging its way towards 3,000. It'll be interesting to see what Brandt has to say about that good news.
No, I have to ask you something. Have you heard about, read about, seen it? The big breaking news story today has to do with state politics. In particular, has to do with the governor.
Is this the toll bridge thing?
No. I saw that too. Toll bridge is not going to happen.
No, this is something that happened in college.
This broke earlier today.
No.
Oh, my. This is for, I'll pull
and
it up.
I wasn't sitting at home watching Leave It to Beaver all day.
No, this is...
watching Andy Griffith.
It was kind of rumbles about it. AL.com came out with this officially.
Now, hang on. Wait, before you say, I did post some stuff. First of all, I am already convinced that the election of this week needs to be redone.
Yep.
This smells to high heaven. And I'll tell you right now, there's no way that Stephen Reid should have been allowed to oversee an election in which he is a candidate.
Yep.
How did that happen? Why were we so blind to it or naively trusting? Especially with the unusual delays that took place in getting the countdown. Because I'm tuning in TV 8 o'clock at night, I'm thinking, man, they should have something.
I know. Same here. We couldn't figure out why there were no results.
And then what's the story I posted this afternoon? Alabama election official is disbarred attorney. Well, that's great.
Just what we need.
A disbarred attorney running a freaking election? Are you kidding? No wonder this city's a joke.
So this story has to do with the governor, Kay Ivey.
Maybe she'll call
the one whose fires you used to put out years ago when you
that's
were just...
That's a terrible, terrible rumor. You and your rumor and innuendo.
Is that a hoax?
Yeah.
So
don't be airing my dirty laundry.
Well, all
and I'm
I
not
know
saying
is
it is.
She
my
used
dirty
to call the show.
She did.
And talk supposedly about her little fireman Joey. So what?
Anyway, last year, the president. She was president of a sorority, Alpha Gamma Delta.
The governor?
Yeah, at Auburn.
Oh.
Years ago, of course, of course. Photos of her sorority sisters last year in blackface emerged.
Uh-oh.
Or emerged earlier this year, but none showed the governor. However, today, she's apologizing because audio, and the audio's on YouTube, I've not yet heard it, but it's audio from an old radio interview back at those days at Auburn. She's apologizing after audio emerged of a skit at a Baptist student union party. The audio is a raw radio interview of Ivy and her then-fiancé, Ben LaRavia. He describes Ivy as wearing blue coveralls and said she had put some black paint all over her face.
Uh-oh.
LaRavia in the interview said they were acting out a skit called Cigar Butts and that, quote, did not require a lot of talent as far as verbal talent, but did require a lot of physical acting, such as crawling around on the floor looking for cigar butts and things like this, which certainly got a big reaction out of the audience.
Here's my reaction.
We must do something about this immediately. 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 A rump.
That man didn't give me a rump.
So now what? She gonna...
She put out a big apology.
You hang in there, Kay, because Governor Blackface is still the governor of West Virginia. Virginia. So is the attorney general of the state with his blackface photo, and you got the rapist in between the two of them. None of them have resigned, so just stay where you are.
And, of course, Democrats, representatives in the Alabama legislature are already saying she needs to step down.
Of course they are.
Well, I'll tell you what, certain legislators in the state, when Republicans are held to the same standard as Democrats, which is very low, you know, in fact, it just kind of rode out the storm. And the governor, a doctor, same doctor who says, I got no problem with the baby dying at full term, if that's what the mother wants. You just stay put and point to these legislators that if that's the standard of Virginia, we're going to hold that here. Let's focus on 2019. When did she go to college? Like 1930?
Auburn was API back then, I would imagine.
Yeah, this had to be, I think, the...
Look who's sixth. In our studio who just wandered in.
Yay!
It's hello, Emily Hayes.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi. Happy anniversary.
That's right. Today's the day. The actual day, 29th.
Congratulations.
Oh, well, let's celebrate
it's
then.
It's a big deal.
So, it's hard to believe it's
don't
14
Bogart
years.
It. 14 don't Bogart years. It. Don't Bogart it.
Okay. Here. Thanks.
Oh, my land.
Wow. Oh, I feel great.
I think there's a surprise for you downstairs.
A surprise for me?
Yeah, it was a surprise for me when I went and answered the door. Ooh, so.
She can come up here.
What? Sorry. You silly goose.
Did you give me a stripper for me?
Yeah, okay. Joey and I went in together and got
so
this.
So why are you being so coy about this? You got this weird smile on your face.
Oh, this is my... I'm freaking running on pots of coffee, stressed out smile.
Yeah, she's doing Jay's all Jay's vacation. Work.
And pretty much, yeah.
There were some surprises today. Yay.
I think you deserve something extra for all of this, so I'm going to give you these $2
no.
Extra I have in my wallet.
No, friend.
You want them, Joey?
Sure.
You,
Joey's not stupid. Can you hand money out? I'll
there's
take it.
$2.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a couple more here. I have another two. Would you like these?
No, people. No, $2. I'm fine. Thank you.
You already got two.
$2.
Be happy with what
you're
you got.
Willing to
be
part with them anyway.
I want my $2.
Well, here, take those two back then.
I don't want them back. Terry, would you like $2?
No.
Just throwing cash around the studio. Lord.
It's all that stripper talk.
Bless it.
All right, so there's something downstairs.
Yeah, and...
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Can one eat it?
Does it have boobs?
Excuse me, no. But Joey should come with you so he can document it, so he can take a photo.
Oh.
You're so naughty.
I think you'll be pleased.
I was just kidding about the... Yeah, I was just being precocious.
I'm not going to engage in any kind of speak like that, so.
Okay.
Good for you.
You know...
I have things to do.
When we work with treasured people like Joey and Emily, it's great to know that Applied Security is there to keep them safe when they're here at odd hours and so forth. Mm-hmm. They've been protecting this building and our radio stations for a decade and a half. And you know what? I love Vicky. Vicky is awesome. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to fire whoever you're using right now and immediately switch to Applied Security. If you really want to help me celebrate my anniversary today, get rid of whoever you're using because they could take over your monitoring as low as $27 a month. But that's not the only reason you should switch to them.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because they're a local company that has all the technologies you need to keep your operation safe. Video, fire, whatever you need covered, they can do it. Applied Security 279-8338 is the number, 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. Andy!
Hey, I actually got a question for you, Emily.
Oh, it's for Emily.
Yes. I didn't bring my headphones up, I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah, usually nobody calls.
Can cheese slices be done in the afternoon?
Can cheese slices be done in the afternoon?
Yeah. I think you've earned a bunch of cheese slices for filling in for Jay.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I agree. I think she should get...
I'll take honorary cheese slices, you know, like honorary doctorates and stuff.
Yeah. Well, then there you go.
Oh, thank you.
They count if a listener suggests it. You're very astute, by the way, Andy.
All right, bye.
Okay, MP's got dinner on the table. Head home. We'll be right back.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, here's what we got to do. I have to leave the studio.
Because on the count of you want to know why?
Because there's something in the kitchen.
There's a surprise in the kitchen.
Now, when I go downstairs, am I going to react like...
Oh, what a surprise!
Or am I really going to be... Oh, wait a minute. Here's a nice note from Renee. The Lacombes. Remember the Lacombes?
Yeah.
They were here last December, and they haven't been back
to... Yeah, we're here. We're here in the studio, and you are mid-sentence talking about the surprise, and I appreciate Renee and the Lacombes sending you nice messages.
Happy anniversary, Greg. Again, right. We are so glad you landed here in Montgomery.
Right, but you just completely stopped the conversation with the real people here in the room in the flesh, and you went to your phone.
You have a gift in the kitchen with people around it.
Waiting for you.
Waiting
you
for you.
And your generation and your screens.
I tell you what.
I'm just replying just to the fit. Lacombes.
Just ain't fit. Do you you text with one finger?
That's a personal.
Look at the size of these oven mitts I have at the end of my arms here.
With your thumbs, with
two thumbs.
No.
Big, I can't do it on my tiny little screen.
I got big, thick fingers.
Good for you.
Huge. It just doesn't work that well.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
All right, so here's what you got to do. You come around here.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, here's what I need you to do.
Uh-huh. Move over to his. We're all...
No. Okay. Just...
Oh, it's not musical chairs?
You're here. Let's talk about... I mean, we're in the last week of the month at Adams Motorsports, and you can tell everybody about the great stuff you got going on. This is the time to buy, too.
Oh, sure.
And you can have somebody on the lake by Labor Day weekend.
Absolutely.
Which starts tomorrow.
Okay, you go. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Emily.
Allen's Motor Supports. Adams Motor Supports. We got everything on sale right now. We only have a couple of days left in the month, so hurry. I've got big rebates. I've got special low interest rates. Polaris is still doing their factory authorized clearance. Kawasaki's got their programs going on. Remember, if you buy a new Kawasaki, doesn't matter what it is, new Kawasaki, if you're military, you get $250 off on top of all the other rebates and all the other stuff Kawasaki's throwing at it. That's Kawasaki's way of saying thank you for protecting our country, such as it is. Thank you. Polaris mentioned them. We got Suzuki's going on right now. They're giving away pipes and up to $500 on certain models. We got the 2020 RMZ250s in. The new race bikes. Come take a look at those guys. Of course, Kawasaki, the KXL 450, the one that Eli Tomac just three-peated the 450 National Championship on. We got those guys in stock. Everything's on sale at Adams Motorsports. Cool thing is you can apply online at adamsmotorsports.com, get your credit app in, we can get everything done, and everything's waiting for you.
That's awesome.
We got a lot to sell.
That's awesome. It's so much fun, too, especially as the weather gets a little better, you know?
Yes.
You get the wind in your hair, you get out there, and you have some fun.
It is fun. It's a lot of fun. You know, you still have to wear a helmet in Alabama, but... Joey, I have a weird problem with that. I don't like the government making me wear a helmet, but I have enough sense to wear one anyway.
Right. Oh, you know? I'm the same way. Like, don't tell me what to do.
Exactly. I got enough sense to wear a helmet. You know, you got a $10 headwear, $10 helmet. I wear an expensive carbon fiber helmet because I want to live if I go down.
Right.
I don't want to be told I have to wear a helmet.
Yeah, it's very frustrating like that, where the government seems to equate, oh, if this makes sense, then we must force people to do it. It's like, no, people should be free to make their own decisions.
Absolutely. It doesn't work that way. And the little short mean woman was telling me that she heard where you will soon be able to be pulled over strictly for not having your seatbelt on.
Huh?
When they first passed this, they said, oh, no, it's going to be a secondary violation. In other words, we pull you over for speeding and notice you don't have your belt on, we can cite you for that. Well, now, if they see you driving without a seatbelt on, they can pull you over for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's bull. That's not right.
And the argument is, oh, well, if we got to pay for somebody's health care and all this, it's funny how one government intervention, so well-intentioned, leads to more and more intrusions into our everyday liberties and lives.
Amen.
It's just... Well, it's an old story, and I'm tired of it, but that's the trend, is soft despotism.
Yeah, that well put. A soft coup, soft despotism, you're right.
Right, it's not like, you know, China or Russia
or
anything.
No, there's no tanks, there's no guns.
This is all bleeding heart, well-intentioned.
Bull.
Yeah. I doubt it. So I wonder what the surprise is.
I haven't heard any explosions. I haven't heard singing. I don't see any smoke. Well, I'm not sure what happened.
And when he gets real surprised and, like, say, he's like, oh, my God! That's a classic Gregism.
That's true.
Oh, my God. So,
I hope he didn't soil himself or anything.
Yeah.
Surely
he won't. Yeah. He should have brought a change of underwear in his bag here.
Well, he may have.
He should be prepared for these sorts of things. And I'm not sure what he left me with here. I'm looking at the schedule and I'm like,
why don't you tell everybody what you've got going on with your show tonight while you have an opportunity?
Well, I'm going to be talking about this KIV story a little bit more. I'm going to be talking about Apple taking action.
Have you heard what the whistleblower released from Google?
Yes. And that's them taking action. Essentially, all these devices we're putting in our homes, I don't own them. I mean, I have a smartphone with Siri on it. I have an Apple iPhone.
Sure.
But I don't have Alexa. I don't have a Google Home Assistant or anything like that. But I've, you know, been around folks who use them, and it's, like, fine. And people are getting freaked out. There was a story a while ago that people were getting freaked out that Amazon was listening to your Alexa.
And they won't turn those over to you either, yeah.
Right, and I mean, part of it makes sense to me in that they want to hear how their AI voice-activated thing works. Is it working effectively?
Sure.
But what keeps happening, and it's happened here in the radio studio, is Siri all of a sudden just start turning on and recording something. And you're like, I didn't say, hey, Siri, anything like that. In fact, when I do say, hey, Siri, it doesn't even turn on. But people's intimate moments, let's say. So you might be, you know, summoning the beast with two backs. and all of a sudden, those roars and growls and, yeah.
Yeah.
The screams of passion might be recorded by Apple. I don't know what...
Screams of passion? What's going on here?
Oh, nothing. We were talking about the weather.
About you.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you. Yeah, I mean,
were you surprised?
Yeah. You don't look surprised.
No, I wasn't. It's wonderful. One of our new sponsors, the pizza place.
Yeah.
Downstairs, you guys run down. They've got the chicken bacon ranch.
Ooh, that one's awesome.
Another one that's loaded with everything, and... they made a pepperoni with Happy 14th spelled out in pepperoni.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
That was awful nice.
So I'm going to post a picture of that, but it's hot, it's fresh, so get down there and enjoy it.
Okay.
Oh, yes, sir.
Because pizza's best when it's warm.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Yeah, because it is.
It's food.
Right out of the oven and downstairs. And don't forget the pizza place at Harrison and Perry Hill. It is the newest pizza place, the pizza place. Harrison and Perry Hill, awesome dine-in subs and so much more. Check them out. If you have not found the greatest pizza yet, and most of us haven't, you need to try them. 3:35. Traffic and weather together. Rich Thomas at 4.
We're
We're rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch sees an accident on the boulevard. It's in front of Baumhauer, so be careful if you're passing through there. It appears that one of the lanes on the boulevard is blocked. If you're on I-65 headed into town, there's an accident around the 200-mile marker in the Verbena area, so be careful headed in that way. If you're rolling through the Montgomery area, the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any delays on the 31s, and it looks like the school zone traffic is thinning out. Just be careful and watch out where you're headed this afternoon. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Alice Askew with Alabama News Network. Hurricane Dorian is gaining strength in the Atlantic, and millions of people in Florida are being warned to be ready for its impact. Montgomery EMA has been notified that FEMA will begin staging vehicles and staff in Montgomery this afternoon. Be aware as you travel Birmingham Highway, this could cause heavier traffic than normal. A former Stanhope High School principal and coach is in the hospital after his car was hit by a train in Coosada. Police say 89-year-old Conrad Henderson was found unconscious near the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. Last check, he is in stable condition. Two young Montgomery sisters will be representing Alabama in a regional golf tournament in Atlanta. 8-year-old London Leonard and 12-year-old Lauren Leonard have been playing golf since they were toddlers. They'll be competing in the Regional Drive Chip and Putt Championship at the Atlanta Athletic Club September 8th. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. And boy, oh, boy, it's not very often that we enjoy a nice little break from the humidity over the summertime. Tonight, clear skies and comfortably cool for August. The overnight low temperature drops to about 66, you will definitely feel the difference. Tomorrow, look for more sunshine, still a dry day with tolerable humidity and a high temperature up to about 94, low tomorrow night 69. Then for the holiday weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day Monday, the humidity returns and so does those random hit or miss storms here and there. Plus, we'll continue to monitor the future progress of Dorian. It's a hurricane that will have an encounter with Florida over the holiday weekend, but what happens to Dorian's track after Florida? We'll continue to watch it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Labor Day Savings at the Home Depot. Get the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallon buckets of paints and stains. Like Behr Premium Plus Interior, rated number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. Now starting at $14.98 after rebate for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 8th via online or mail-in rebate. Limit 25 gallons per household. U.S. only. See store for details.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Football time again. Can you dig it? Grab some nachos and Bud Light. We're gonna be here the whole night. Right on. QB, I'm gonna take that cat Tom and
shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about the drink.
Then we can drink it.
Never go out coaching football from my living room couch.
It's a sea draft.
It is 3:42. Fantasy draft time. Mm-hmm. Are you in one?
Yeah, we did ours last weekend. Last Sunday.
That makes me seem out of it then. I just started using this today.
Well, I got the first pick in the draft.
Does the NFL weekend start this weekend or the one after? We have our first Duncan and Son Predictathon tomorrow. It's hard to believe.
I don't know. I know college football starts.
Yeah. That's really all we...
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
But I was very basic. I went with Saquon Barkley. It's the first pick in the draft.
Who?
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon?
Running back. Yeah. He's amazing. He's an incredible player, and he racks up the fantasy points. So
once they're out of college, I really don't pay attention. I don't know who's
same
who.
Same here. Same here.
I think he went to Penn State, right? I don't know. I'm also excited for AEW's All Out.
Yeah.
Pay-per-view.
AEW,
Saturday
that sounds
night.
Like a union.
All Elite Wrestling.
Oh.
This is now the competitor.
All Elite?
Yeah, the competitor to WWE. And they've got the backing of the family that owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it's big money. They have a deal with TNT to be on television. It's not like, oh, we're going to con it. No, they're competing. It's a lot of fun.
Interesting story from another. He's a retired writer who blogs daily from his place in West Virginia. His name is Don Server. He's very good. And I also recommend him, like David Blackman. You know, if you read guys like this, you're going to get news and you're going to get a take on the news that's grounded in reality and not hysterics. When was that loss, that big loss? Was that Thursday or Friday last week? Whatever day it was. Oh, God, the recession's coming. That's what they want you to think. Yet right. All of those losses that in that one day have been recouped this week. And it happened. At some point, you got to say, all right, I think I know, he knows what he's doing. Because the headline on this story says, Clinton's China expert says Trump won. Donald Gross worked on U.S. negotiations with Red China during the Clinton years. He wrote a piece in The Hill called Trump Has Already Won the Trade War. Well, of course, President Trump always wins the battle before he engages the enemy. He is a very stable genius, no brag, just fact. After knocking President Trump for a few paragraphs to establish some D.C. street cred, Gross wrote, at this point, the U.S. has won numerous Chinese commitments in the trade negotiations. And he goes on to list them. As a result of all these agreed measures, and that's the word we like to see, agreed.
Agreed.
You know?
Good. Then we're all agreed.
There will be a far more level playing field for trade between China and the U.S. China no longer will have the advantages it relied upon in the past to sell extensively into the U.S. market while restricting activities of U.S. firms in the Chinese market. And China owns the frickin' Biden family.
Mm-hmm.
Lock, stock, and barrel. So if you want to go back to the good old days, by all means, vote for Joe, if he even knows what country he's running for president in. Again, today he forgot.
He's not going to be the nominee.
It can't be. And whoever they pick, barring something I can't foresee. Hey, that reminds me, I want to take a look. I posted that picture of Hildebeest in her Dr. Evil wear.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Evil.
I don't know, Terry, if you saw this photo or not, but...
It's not ringing a bell.
Look at this. This is her in the Hamptons. Look at that outfit.
Oh, my God.
It looks like she walked into a shower curtain and wore it outside the house. I called it Dr. Evil's Pyramid Collection at TJ Maxx. Did anybody yell at me?
Nasty.
No. I didn't lose any friends today. Oh, first regular NFL game is September 5th. Thank you, John Mitchell. I appreciate it, buddy. We're also watching Dorian. This is going to become a major storm. There is still a lot of doubt as to where, but there one thing they seem to be certain on, they're agreeing too.
Good. In middle agreed.
Somewhere along the Florida coast. And what it does from there is where the debate rages, but Rich sent me a video earlier that shows it making landfall around West Palm, maybe a little north of Fort Lauderdale, and then going due north, right up the east coast of the state. So it would hit West Palm, Jupiter, Stewart, Fort Pierce, Vero Beach, Daytona Beach, and Jacksonville, and then kind of lurch into southeastern Georgia.
Not good.
Maybe Valdosta, that area. And, of course, I'm really interested in this storm above and beyond. I mean, it's hurricane season, and these things happen, you know. Nobody talked about climate change when Florida did not get a major landfalling hurricane from 1965 with Betsy until 1992 with Andrew. That's, 27 years?
Wow.
Not a single landfalling hurricane. So now the cycle's back where it's more frequent like it was in the 20s. There were major deadly hurricanes in Florida in the 20s. One that almost destroyed Miami so badly that it in a way, it's a surprise it got rebuilt, at least at that time. And then the 30s, 40s, Hurricane King in 1950. There were a bunch. It was almost like a regular thing. Then 27 years, no hurricanes, but nobody was shrieking, oh, my God, it's the climate change. Somebody throw some water on the sun. It's too hot. Stupid. So, but I am supposed to leave Wednesday to go down there. And I may yet be able to do that if it takes, because I can go down Highway 27.
See, but you don't know either way yet.
No, I really don't.
So I don't want you to be all negative about this.
No, I'm trying to be positive, but Rich is going to join us in about 15 minutes.
Great.
Because the new advisor will be out. He may have additional information. And if I do take 27, I made that drive one other time in my life in the back seat of the car with the rock group Styx.
Styx!
I used to work for them.
Which highway is it that goes to Wikiwaukee? Is that 19? Which one?
Well, 19 may be Wikiwaukee, but 27 kind of cuts down the middle. I mean, I remember it was a two-lane road in 1977.
I bet.
We played Daytona, cut over to Lakeland, and we drove down to Miami on 27. And it was all orange groves right up to the side of the road.
Wow. Those are the days.
That was when the Panazzo brothers got into a slap fight. John was in the seat in front of me on the passenger side. Chuck was sitting next to me in the back, and I don't even know what started it, but the two of them are whacking the crap out of each other. They used to do that.
It's an Italian thing.
No.
Just being a sibling?
No. And JY's driving the car like, okay, this is business as usual. But what I remember most about the drive, in addition to the fact that then it took like 5 hours to get down to Miami, was the fact that most of that road you had orange. We got out of the car and took oranges off the trees. Fresh, delicious. Yes, memories.
Yeah.
Interesting, too, talking about Dorian, because this storm was born at 4 p.m. August 29th as Katrina was making landfall, and many people were tuning into AM looking for news on the storm, and they found us. And on our first day, we had as our guest Jennifer
Roy.
Now, Mrs. Jennifer Butters. And she was telling us how to dress properly for a bad storm so we didn't commit any fashion crimes.
There's a dress code for storms?
We made one up.
Oh, wow. Cool.
It's very, actually, it's pretty good. You know,
okay.
About, you know, what kind of accessories to wear. That sort of thing.
Hmm. So, like, boots?
Because we're getting rain. Well, yeah, but not just any boots. You mean lace-ups or slip-ons?
Galoshes?
There's galoshes all over the place down here.
Combat boots.
It's 351. So whatever the latest advisory is on Dorian, although I saw Rich sent me an animated thing that, I worry about Goose. I already had that drama 2 years ago with,
Irma.
Yeah. Remember that afternoon? Based on an advisory, it looked like I had to evacuate right into the path of the storm. And a listener came by and prayed with me out in front of the building that day.
They'll do that.
That was amazing. Mm-hmm. Something I'll never forget. Mm-hmm. Really cool.
Irma, huh? If you want to strike fear in the heart of the populace, come up with a name like Irma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dorian's a pretty sinister name.
Yeah, it is. Irma, not so much.
We got a couple this year that could be, that give you that feeling.
What if the hurricane was named Greg?
There is a Greg on the hurricane list every 6 years, and it sucks.
Is Joey ever on there?
It's probably been a Joseph, but I don't...
Not the same thing.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to picture the National Hurricane Center with the latest update on Hurricane...
Joey!
You know, just...
See, it doesn't work.
I think it would be more formal than Joey.
It's not the same.
And there's Terry. Terry's on the list somewhere. You pull it up. They rotate the same names every 6 years, unless a storm like Michael last year is historically devastating, then they retire that name. That's why there'll never be another Katrina. That said, it's 3:52. Couple of people that can help you: A, protect the comfort of you and your family, and B, lower your electric costs. One, of course, is Clark's. Get yourself a Clark's Club membership and get those two annual tune-ups to your system, and know that not only your heating and air conditioning are backed up by the best, but so is your plumbing, because they can get somebody out to your house quickly. Clark's Club members enjoy the benefit of priority service if something goes wrong. And you can learn more at clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. I've worked with them for years. They're fantastic people. And the last time Rick Clark was at the house, he discovered that my attic fan had died.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in there. You know, you need a professional to notice that, because I would have never figured. There's no light that goes off that says your attic fan is dead.
Exactly.
Because we had some pretty dreadful bills earlier this year. So he dispatched somebody out to replace the attic fan. Now, the next step is going to come from Masterfoam, because Rick Clark said, if you get Styrofoam insulation, you are going to cut your electric costs considerably by a third or more. Lower your attic temperature 40, 50 degrees. So Wade Cannon at Masterfoam, and boy, people are finally getting wise to how effective Masterfoam is at keeping the heat and the cold where they belong, so that not only are you more comfortable inside, but your system isn't running continuously to keep the house cool, because the attic area is about 80 degrees on a day like this, or yesterday when it was worse, where it might be 120, 130 up there.
Wow.
I mean, literally uninhabitable. But if it's that hot, that means your living areas are going to take a lot more energy to cool off. Mm-hmm. And you can look up more on that product at masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.com. And talk to Wade Cannon at 802-FOAM to arrange an estimate. We are at 3:54, and again, how was the pizza? Did you try the pizza?
Fantastic.
Great. Yes,
chicken bacon ranch.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I went with what they call the Supreme. It's very, very good. Yeah.
That's from the pizza place helping us celebrate 14 years today. Guys, very, very grateful. You'll find the pizza place at Perry Hill and Harrison Road in that Dollar General Plaza there. It's been completely remodeled, real nice.
Good stuff.
And good subs and all kinds of great stuff there. And I approve their soda machine, their fountain soda machine.
That's important.
Meets the high standards of this show.
That's important.
It certainly is. 3:55. So Rich will be joining us in about 10 minutes with the latest on Dorian. and potential effects on Alabama. In the meantime, let's see how the roads are moving as we close in on Fox News at 4 o'clock.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings, and pressure guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch cruising on through the afternoon traffic, and we still see the police working the accident on the boulevard in front of Baumhauer, so be careful in that area. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any issues for you. Everybody's rolling at a speed limit ride. The rest of the boulevard looks good. It's pretty crowded around the intersection, so be careful. And if you're on the 31s, we're starting to see a big crowd headed up towards Wetumpka. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you this afternoon. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Putting the Vance Law Firm, best of the best, in Central Alabama for six straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, at 3:56, lots to cover this afternoon. After the top of the hour, Rich Thomas will join us live. We'll get his update on Dorian, because if it continues westward, it could make it into the Gulf. And if you look at the extended cone of doom, it's certainly within the realm of possibilities that we could be dealing with it here. So there's lots to pay attention to. You were going to say, young Joey?
Tony just called, and he's shy. He didn't want to go on air, but he said he's been going to the pizza place for years, and he recommended the thin, zesty pepperoni with the zesty sauce.
The zesty pepperoni?
Zesty. Mm-hmm. He said he's been going there for years. He loves that place, and that's his recommendation, that zesty pepperoni on a thin crust. Zesty.
Well, we don't want the pizza place to be the best-kept secret in town anymore. We're pulling the wraps off. Ooh. Try it. It is the bacon... cheddar ranch.
Oh, there's actual ranch on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of places skimp on it. No, that is the true sauce.
No, they don't
skimp. So much ranch.
They don't skimp on anything. 3:57.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that 100%